Caroline, Willie, D. Mace, we've got a lot of Titans news, a lot of reports coming out over the last couple of days, the last couple of hours. It is Black Monday in the NFL. Will the Titans be participating? We have yet to see. But Jared Stillman has some Titans tea, and he joins us now. Jared, the floor is yours.
Thank you, guys. First of all, I don't know, like, good morning, good afternoon, whatever it may be.
All of the above.
Yeah.
So
I just got off the phone with a league source. And I say, okay, what's going on with the Titans? And I was told, as it stands right now, the meetings with Mike Vrabel and ownership and that will be taking place, Mike Vrabel is going to go to ownership, and he is going to request that they have somebody that is over he and Rand Carthon. So somebody, and the names that were thrown out to me were, you know, and somebody used Floyd Reese as an example, or Mark Dominic, or Rick Spielman, who's going to be assisting with the search in Washington, so he would be out. But that kind of guy to be over the two of them so that there is somebody who has final say. Vrabel does not want final say in the organization on the roster. He is not planning, according to my league source, of asking asking ownership for final say on the roster. Vrabel does not want to be the general manager. Vrabel also is interested, from what I've been told, in maybe more of the defined delegation of roles to the assistant general managers, Chad Brinker and Anthony Robinson, instead of hey, we'll all get together and we'll all work together and do everything. It's more like, I want you to do this, I want you to do that, I want that kind of thing out there. Vrabel does want, with that, whomever they get to have final say, Vrabel does want to have a voice in the room, but he doesn't want to have that final say. I've also been told Washington could be an option for Vrabel as well as New England. And do not rule out Vrabel being fired today. Apparently, there have been some blow-ups, as I've been told in the past, between ownership and Vrabel, and they don't know how this is going to go. But I was told do not rule out him getting fired today, as, again, it sounds like that's what he's planning to present to ownership, or has already presented to ownership, or is currently presenting to ownership. That's what he plans on asking for. So do not rule out Vrabel being fired today as a possibility.
So, Jared, there is no, per Diana's report, there is no meeting scheduled with all of them together, because her report was sort of vague. Yeah, she was right, but it was like, it's semantics. Yeah, you're right about the meeting altogether, but there are going to be individual meetings with Amy.
Yeah, I think that, you know, again, to your point, the word you used was semantics. I think that's pretty, like, good. Like, there's always meetings with the coach and the owner. And, you know, like we said yesterday, Derek, Andy Reid is going to be meeting at the end of the year with the Hunt family.
Exactly. Everybody meets.
This is different.
Mm-hmm. So you're saying, Jared, Vrabel would like a structure that has basically a president of football ops or something like that. Rand Carthon would still be the GM, Vrabel still the coach, but you have maybe
like
an overseer. So,
yes.
Okay, so I'm thinking back to when they brought Jeff Diamond in, and the salary cap was still kind of a new thing, and that was kind of what Diamond brought to the table, where Floyd Reese, I think, was a little bit more of the old school, still learning the nuances of the salary cap and stuff like that. I think that had sort of mixed results. They had great success when Jeff Diamond was in there, but I'm not sure that's what Mike Vrabel has his eye on here. I'm not sure what that would accomplish, but that is an intriguing thing, because it's almost forcing the hand of Amy Adams saying, well, I don't want to do that. Well, then I don't want to be here. Is that really what you're getting at?
I was told that Mike Vrabel's frustrations are not with Rand Carthon specifically, but they are with the business model with which the Titans are operating.
A couple questions here. One,
I may not have answers, by the
way.
And
that's okay. I'm throwing the questions out, and if you don't have I don't have answers about anything today.
Yeah. Well, you just threw that out there, Jared. That's interesting. The business model. So what does that mean? Just resources to address?
I think it's the collaboration of, we're going to get together, and we're going to decide, and we're going to come together with an agreement, as opposed to somebody that has the authority at the end of any discussion to say, this is what we're going to do.
So my question is, Is that a change of feeling from Mike Vrabel that he was on board for this, but after this past year, he realizes there needs to be a third person, another authoritative figure, so to speak, that has final say? Or did Mike Vrabel feel this way and have concerns about this business model from the jump, and this past year kind of confirmed it?
So I'm going to tie some of this in with what I said yesterday on the pregame show, which was I was told from a league source, a different league source, that Mike Vrabel thought that Ryan Cowden was going to be the general manager of the Tennessee Titans, and that Ryan Cowden thought that Ryan Cowden was going to be the general manager of the Tennessee Titans, and that those two were going to work together to collaborate and build a team. And then all of a sudden, it was almost like, surprise! Rand Carthon's our general manager. And that there was some frustration and maybe some trust issues that were built around that. What I was told was that Mike Vrabel just wants to coach football. I was told that he just wants, and that maybe he learned a little bit after this year, that maybe he would just be better off in his lane of just coaching the football. But he does want to be depended on by whoever ends up making the final decisions on the team's roster. He wants them to depend on him, to lean on him, but he does not, from what I was told, does not want to be the guy who has final say and that runs the operation and everything else.
So where does that leave Rand? And I'm not saying from the standpoint of, he may be dismissed from his role as GM or not, but where does that leave him in all of this? Because you got to meet with Vrabel to discuss whether you want to seriously be here or not. And nobody really knows. And then obviously you're going to have talks with everybody else. But where does that leave Rand?
So I was told not to rule out what this could mean for Rand one way or another, because let's not kid ourselves. And this is what the league source said to me. If they bring in a president of football operations to go above both of them, well, what's that say to Rand Carthon?
And what's Rand's job?
Right. I mean, at that point, and let's not, again, and I'm just relaying what I heard. This is not my opinion. The narrative, whether it's true or not, that Rand Carthon was a league mandated minority hire to the Titans, that narrative is out there. And I think that, again, the idea of bringing somebody in and sticking them above Rand with that narrative out there was something that perhaps, as the league source put to me, would indicate, if that in fact was the fact, that the Titans are not firing Rand, but they're bringing somebody in above Rand that would kind of point to that.
It's an interesting theory. Mandated to me would be a strong word. I can't imagine that you would just say you have to do this, but I think there was clearly an initiative and the Titans saw an opportunity, liked Rand Carthon. But let's go with however you got there. Let's use a baseball example. Kim Ng from the Miami Marlins. Wizard this past year. No resources. Derek Jeter said, I'm out of here, man. You guys don't want to win. You're not spending any money. She took whatever she could, got them into the playoffs, which was an amazing story. But they did exactly that to her. Right, they brought in another. They wanted to bring in another person that would have some say over her, and she said, "Thanks, but no thanks. I'm out." So, in your thing, Jared, of what message does it send? It sent a pretty clear message to Kim Ng, and she was like, "I don't want to be here then. If I'm not the GM, and I can't make the decisions, I just did about as good a job as you can do with what you gave me. So that tells me all I need to know. I don't know how Rand Carthon would feel about it."
I to that point, I joke around with this all the time about, general manager, president of operations, whatever you want to call it. I now they've gotten so many, there's so many titles. I'm like, who is the player picker? That's what I want to know.
Yes.
Who's the player?
That's the title.
Yes. Who's the player picker around here? And my guess is that Vrabel wants somebody to be designated as the player picker, however you want to call it. And Vrabel wants that person to be above both he and Rand Carthon.
Well, Rand's not the GM then, if that's the case.
Yeah, it honestly sounds like Mike Vrabel wants a babysitter.
Exactly.
Well, he would be the GM by title, which would be important. But at the same time, if I'm Rand Carthon, I'm saying, okay, I'm the GM, but now I'm still answering to this. And Amy Adams is saying, oh, so you want me to bring in another person that he's got to pay, that she's got to pay, I don't know, $1 million, $2 million? Like, you're not bringing in some new guy. You're going to bring in an experienced person that maybe can fill the gaps, right, that can complement Rand Carthon. It could work, but that's not a cheap move. It's an interesting thought. Like, I think it could work, But it's that's a complicated formula, shall we say.
There would be one name, and this is complete conjecture with what I'm saying. Did not hear this from a source. There's one name that might make sense for this, and I do think this guy was a good general manager and probably doesn't get the respect. But Thomas Dimitrov, who was the Falcons general manager when they blew that Super Bowl lead, he hired Rand Carthon into the Falcons organization years and years and years ago. He was in New England when Mike Vrabel was in New England. I wonder if somebody like that who's got a relationship with both of them could be that kind of guy that could oversee it. But at the same time, if they bring somebody in above both of them, Vrabel doesn't really get a demotion because Vrabel's still on the sidelines, still got the same contract, still wearing the headset, still doing the press conferences. It would be hard not to view this as a demotion to Rand Carthon if they were to do what Vrabel wants. And the other thing that I want to stress that I was told was do not rule out Vrabel getting fired in all of this, though there is a lot of money that is at stake if they were to just fire him.
And I think that's one aspect of this that's massive. A couple questions, which again, you probably won't have, you might not have answers to, you might. One, are these the only conditions that if Mike Vrabel goes into this meeting and proposes this, is this the only condition with which Mike Vrabel would want to remain with the Titans? That if they don't bring in kind of this third party overseer between, you know, Mike Vrabel and Rand Carthon, if that's a no-go from Amy, is that a no-go from Vrabel?
I have not heard that one way or another. I have no insight on that.
Second question, if it is on the table that Mike Vrabel could get fired today, do you know from this league source if Amy Adams-Strunk is having trade conversations?
I do not know that either.
Okay.
It should be noted, though, on the trade front. I want to make – this is a pretty important point. The Titans are actively, I believe, being sued by Ray Horton, the old defensive coordinator who they interviewed for the head coaching job, and Mike Mularkey went on a podcast saying that Horton interviewed for the job and Mularkey knew that he was getting it. And so the unfair hiring practices of the Titans, as we all remember a couple years ago, came under scrutiny. If the Titans were to trade Vrabel, you're not allowed to interview external candidates in person until after the divisional round of the playoffs. That's a new rule. Plus, there have to be two external minority hires that have to, or minority interviews that have to be done in order to meet the criteria of the Rooney Rule. So, for instance, if the Titans and Patriots, and again, using this as an example, were to decide on a trade of Vrabel to New England, what would have to happen is the Patriots would have to interview two minority external candidates and then wait till the divisional round of the playoffs and hope that the Titans don't change their mind, and then end up executing the trade. The Titans would have to do the same thing and then try to find their replacement for Mike Vrabel. Well, the replacement for Mike Vrabel could get snatched up while all of this is going on, and I don't think the Titans, for instance, could invite in Marvin Lewis and David Shaw at Stanford or from Stanford and say, hey, let's interview these two guys. We're not going to hire as head coaches, but it says that we did that because the scrutiny of an insincere minority hire might not look very good given the situation where the Titans currently see themselves.
Right. Okay.
So a trade's very complicated.
It's complicated.
It's incredibly complicated. So, Jared, just to recap, if you wouldn't mind reiterating what you heard from this league source.
Vrabel is meeting with ownership, and he wants somebody over he and Rand, possibly a president of football operations. Vrabel does not want final say on the roster, but Vrabel does want a voice with the man who has final say, or woman, that has final say over the roster. Vrabel does not want to be the team's general manager. Do not rule out Vrabel being fired by ownership as a result of these meetings. Washington could be an option for Mike Vrabel as well as New England if he were to go somewhere else. And Mike Vrabel would like a more direct, trying to think of the right way to say this, a more direct delegation of duties amongst the assistant general managers, Chad Brinker and Anthony Robinson.
A lot to unpack there. Jared, appreciate you. Appreciate your insight. We'll be listening at 2 o'clock.
Sounds good, guys. See ya.
Appreciate you. All right, lots to unpack there. Let's react to that, to Jared's report from a league source about the future of Mike Vrabel and the Tennessee Titans. We'll get into that coming up next. We'll also get into your reaction as well. 615-737-1025 is our phone number. Caroline, Willie, D. Mace, 1025-1063 The Game.